John chapter 13, let's start in verse 21. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, Verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spoke. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, saith unto him, Lord, who is it? John the Beloved. Now there were three who would be considered the inner circle. Does anybody know who those are? Peter, James, and John, okay? So we would call that the inner circle. And of these three, it was John who was chosen as the beloved. In one of the most famous pictures ever painted of the Lord's Supper, we've got, of course, John is portrayed what? Laying on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, John made a conscious decision to stay close to his master, and he was not the first to do this. Now, let me give illustration here, and I'm going to embarrass my boys. So, Travis and Lucas, come on up here. Yeah, I'm serious. Come on up. Come all the way up. All right. I love torturing them. My daddy tortured me growing up, so I'm just going to pass it on. Come on up here. All right. Come here, handsome. Come here, Travis. You're handsome, too. Careful what I say here. Okay. Now, obviously, growing up, when they were little, I had to keep them by the hand. Come here. All right. Good. Oh, isn't this cute? We're holding hands. Okay. So we go to the store, hold hands. Everywhere we went, hold hands. Especially the parking lot, holding hands, holding hands, holding hands. And I did that for a very good reason, because I treasure them and I didn't want them darting out. And when their kids are younger, they have a tendency to just run sometimes. And you can set all the parameters you want, okay? Doesn't matter, kids can run. Now, as they got a little older, I'd kind of do this and grab them by the coat. Can I get a witness? Okay. Now, of course, as they're getting older, I don't have to do that so much. But I'm always telling them, keep your eye on Dad. I don't want to have to look for you. I want you looking at me. So if we're at the store somewhere, I don't have to chase you down. But there are times we'll go somewhere, okay, and I'll basically be telling them in a conscientious way, stay close to Dad. Stay close to Dad. Now, it's not that I'm a black belt in karate or something that I'm going to try to, you know, whoa, if someone gets close to him. But the whole point is I probably been around the block, obviously. I may see something that could help them or protect them or watch out for them. And maybe just kind of be their guide. But they have to want to stay close to me. You know what I'm saying? Now, they're getting, you know, bigger. Not able to take me yet, but getting close. That's a love tap. I'm not abusing him. But he's got to want to stay close to me, correct? I really probably couldn't physically keep them close to me unless they wanted to be close to me. I get the picture here? This is a representation, and I'm a poor representation. What I'm trying to say is that's the relationship with God. God wants us to be close to him, does he not? Now, some of you are looking at me like you're already ready to fall asleep. Now, come on now. We got a ways to go. Does God not want us to be close to him? All right, let's try this again. Does God not want us to be close to him? Yes. Draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. But we have to want that relationship. Yesterday, Lucas spent time with Lynette. I went down there. Lynette was not about staying in the gym all day for basketball games. So Travis and I went. We had a great time. We hung out a lot. And even when I was doing my responsibilities, I would keep my eye on Travis to see what he was doing. And then for a while, we sat down, we talked, and had a good time, and all the way home. And finally, about midnight last night, I said, Travis, you better try to get some sleep. We got a big day tomorrow. The whole point, though, is he had to want to be close to me, because it's a big gym, a lot of people. He had to make a conscious choice to be close to me. We go to big cities. We go on vacation. We get around big crowds. I say, boys, stay close to Dad. We go to theme parks, Cedar Point. Boys, stay close to dad. Stay close to dad. Stay close to dad. They have to what? Make a conscientious decision to get close to me. Now, I realize the older they get, the more they'll be away from me. And probably about 6 years from now, they'll be 7 years from now, they're moving on their own. But with God, we never want that to happen. But if Lucas just walked towards the organ, if Lucas chooses to come away from me, ultimately, there's nothing I can do to stop him, so to speak. If Travis, just walked towards the piano, wants to get away from me, there's nothing I can do to really keep them close. They have to what? Come here, boys. They've got to want to be close to me. I've heard someone say all the time, man, you know, it seems like Pastor Lewis or Pastor Holmes, I want to know what's going on. You want to know what's going on? You know the best way to know? Any guesses? Yeah, stay close. Don't miss church. Hang out. Come to fellowship meetings. Come to prayer and pizza. Hang out. Come close. You want to know what's going on? Stay close. I never know what's going on. Stay in church. Be around. Stay close. John was close to Jesus. It was a conscientious decision. I could just imagine. Jesus said, we're going to meet for fish and chips at 2 o'clock. And John said, I'm going to get there at 1:45 because I want the seat next to Jesus. Hey, we're going to go out on the boat. We're going to take a little cruise. I want you guys there at 1 o'clock. I bet you John made that conscientious decision. I'm going to be there at 12:30. I'm going to be there early. He must have hung around Terry Wyrick a lot. I'm going to be there early. Why? He wanted to be that close. The point is John made a conscientious decision to stay close to Jesus. And we're going to see throughout the lesson, thanks fellows, you can sit down, that by doing that, John had a special relationship and was blessed. And we'll see that we have to make a conscientious decision. And that's life lesson number one. Here we go. We will value what we give our time to. If you're in the habits of writing it down, do that. We will value what we give our time to. We don't have time to get into it, but we looked at, if we could look at Elijah and Elisha. Remember that Elijah was awarded a double portion of Elisha's spirit. Why? If you look through, and maybe you can do this another time, but 2 Kings 23, you'll see that the whole time Elijah kept hanging around Elisha, and Elisha kept saying, you can go ahead and go, you can go ahead and go. And Elijah said, no, I'm not going to leave your side. I want to be close to you. And what happened? Elijah was blessed. A.W. Tozer said, God has not bowed to our nervous haste nor embraced our machine age. The man who would know God must give time to him. You've heard that song, Take Time to Be Holy? The one word that sticks out to me is not holy in that song. It's the word time. You have to take time to do that. And I often see people, they say, David, you know, I'm just not close to God like I want to be. And I ask them in love, do you go to church often? And they give me a stare like I've got two heads. And I think to myself, there's your answer. And I'll ask them, hey, what's your favorite Bible character? What's your favorite book in the Bible? What's your life verse? And what do some of them do? They just kind of stare at me. I say, hey, what, do you ever listen to Clean Air Christian Radio? Had to get that little plug in there. I say, there's some great pastors on there. There's some things you can listen to. You might get some ideas. There might be something that touches on. You see, all of that is just tools. But that can all help you draw close to God. Now, there's nothing necessarily wrong with TV or movies or certain things. But a lot of times, my friends, we put all those things and spend so much time in those things, and we cannot get close to God because, frankly, we don't have the time. And God is saying, Jesus is saying, beloved John, come close to me. You can lay right on me. You can get close to me. That's what I want. And what we're really telling God is, I really can't get close to you. I just don't want to take the time to do it. Now, I won't put him on the spot because I won't embarrass Lucas this way. But Lucas loves to spend time with his dad. Loves to spend time with me. I realize it won't always be that way, but right now I eat it up best of my ability. And every now and then, I love to torture Lucas. I know, he's like, Dad, please stop embarrassing me. It's going to get worse, son. I told him, you wait till you're 18 years old. I'm going to give the biggest smooch on your cheek like you've never seen. I can't wait till they get girlfriends. They're not even allowed to date till they're like 30. But I said, when it happens, you're going to bring her home to Dad. I'll be like, Lucas, bring it in. Big old kiss. But I love it. If Lucas is doing anything, I'll tell him that, watch this. I'll go over. He'll be up doing something with his brother. I'll take a basketball and start dribbling. Within seconds, Lucas comes over, starts shooting with me. I love that. Why? He wants to spend time with me. I can't give him enough time. Travis is the same way. But I have to do it on purpose. There are so many times, and parents, you know what I'm talking about. There are so many times you're so tired, and you don't want to spend time. And all you want to do is anything else. And I just keep reminding myself, they're sixth grade. It seemed like yesterday. I used to hold them both like footballs. And I'd carry them around. And I'd put Travis and the little onesie thing in front of me and face him out. And I held Lucas in one hand. And I would do dishes with one hand and fold laundry with one hand. And I would do sweeping with one hand. And eventually, Lucas always fell asleep early. I'd put him down, and Travis would fight it to the very end. He would kick his leg, anything he did to stay awake. And then eventually, I'd go look in the mirror. Travis, okay, he's not tired yet. I'd go do some other errands. I look back in the mirror. Okay, Travis looks. Then I look at Travis, we do this. Same guy, same look you guys are giving me now. I mean, he's getting close. About another 10 minutes, he'd be out like a lad. I'd take him out of there and put him down. Now, they're becoming young men. Being seventh, they're finishing their sixth grade year. I think, man, the time. And I try to put my walk with God, and I try to put relation with the boys. The boys are only going to be as close as me as much as I want to be close to them. My dad will be 78. My mom will be 70-something, 74. I still try to call them 3 or 4 times a week. Why? I just want to be close to them. I just want to talk to them. You see, it's really awesome, the relationship that John had with Jesus. And think about it. What we put time in is what we value. What we put time in is what we value. If you value your walk with God and you value that time with God, then put time into it. And what you put in, you will get out. I've told the boys on several occasions, excuse me, boys, we're going to church tonight. We get to hear the man of God preach. Let's be excited about it. Let's learn something from it. Many times, excuse me, we're going to say, tell you what, let's have a word of prayer for Brother Nate, for Awana. What am I trying to get them to do? Get something to get time out of their Awana. I want them to get time. I don't want it to be a big game time, and games times are fun, and it's okay. And I challenge you, when you come into church, get ready for what the Word of God has. I don't care who's preaching up here. Tell yourself, I'm going to get something out of it tonight. Put time in it. Prepare yourself. Get close. And ask yourself, you know, I just want to be close to Jesus. I just want to be close to Him. I can still smell my daddy's aftershave. He used to wear that cheap stuff you get at Walmart. It was actually called Big Whale at the time. And it came in a blue bottle. And he would just bathe that stuff. And I remember after church, I'd hug my dad, and I can still smell that aftershave. But you couldn't smell it until you got close to Him. What we value, we give our time to. Some of us are lacking our relationship with Christ because we don't have the time. You think about He was close in communion. Look at all the different incidents in the New Testament where John was in close communion with the Lord. Think about it. We had the Lord's Supper. He was close to the Lord at the time of the Transfiguration. He was close to the Lord when Jesus went alone to pray. He was close to the Lord when the Lord went down to the ship. John made it a personal habit to stay as close to God as possible. I did this with Pastor Lewis. I tortured him. Sometimes I knew he wanted to be alone. Man, I was like a bad wart. I would just cling on to him. I was always watching him. I loved to watch him go do and call him a funeral. I loved to be with him at the hospital. Hey, preacher, what are you doing today? I'm going to go and call him. Hey, can I go with you? Why? I want to learn from him. I want to glean from him. I want to see how he handled things. I've been there when people were on death's door and try to watch how pastor interacted with them. But you know what else? I've got to see a lot of awesome things. Why? I hung out with the man of God. I think about all the neat things I saw, and people get saved and lives get changed and people get encouraged in the hospital and people in weddings and funerals. Why? I wanted to hang out with the man of God. My dad and I used to go on visitation all the time together, and we'd knock on doors, but even when I was a little snotty kid, and now I'm just a snotty adult, and I'd want to go just hang out. Why? I wanted to see something, and I got to see so many neat things because I hung out with the man of God. And when you hang out, and I'm not trying to be irreverent, with God, you're going to see some neat things happen. But sometimes in our lives, we're dry. We don't see any changes because we're not hanging out with the man of God. We're not spending time with God. Sometimes Pastor Holmes says, let's have a testimony. And it's kind of like, well, let me look at my phone. We have no testimony because we've not been hanging out with God. Maybe we have that story, how you share the gospel at the grocery store, or you shared the gospel with a neighbor, or you shared the gospel with a coworker or someone, because you're hanging out with God. And when you hang out with God, like John was, you see things happening. And therefore, you've got something to talk about. I told you the story about Mrs. Lewis on the phone with her, and sure enough, she's witnessing to people. And I guarantee when we go down in June, if the Lord tarries is coming, we'll be somewhere, and there'll be Mrs. Lewis hanging out gospel tracts no matter where we're at, inviting people to church all the time. You know why? She wants to hang out with God. She wants to be close with God. John wasn't called the beloved because he didn't want to hang out with Jesus. We don't call Judas beloved. We don't call Matthew the beloved. John's a beloved because he on purpose got close to God. John went to Jesus when he was in court, and Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. And that disciple was known unto the high priest and went in with Jesus in the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door without. Then out that other disciple, which was known to the high priest, and spake unto her and kept the door and brought in Peter. John was there. The Bible makes it very clear that John was closest to the Lord in the difficult times, although John spoke of himself modestly. Who is that other person? John. You see, when you hang out with people, you'll be there through the thick and thin. You'll be there through the good and the bad. You'll be there through the ups and the downs. Yeah, you see the valleys, but you got to see a lot of victories. How about John 19? When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he saith unto her, Mother, woman, behold thy son. Then saith he the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took unto her his own home. Who was that? John. It's been said that people remember how you start and how you finish. At the time of the crucifixion, the Lord Jesus, John the beloved, was there. Jesus had a special love for John. He trusted him greatly because of his faithfulness and chose him to care for his mother Mary at his decease. And so did John, taking Mary in his own home, and though she were his own mother for the rest of his life. This is a challenge to be finished of a Christian's life. What a thought to be able to do that. Why could he do that? Because he was there. He was close to Jesus. So number one, thing we can learn very quickly, and we don't have much time, we'll be done shortly. We'll value what we give our time to. Moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, if people around you, what would they say you valued? What would you give your time to? What would it be, I wonder? How about we will defend what we give our time to? We will defend what we give our time to. Although it may seem obvious, We need to realize that standing for what's right involves standing against things that are wrong. As the old saying goes, all that's necessary for evil to prosper is for good men to do nothing. You know, sometimes we have to pick and choose our battles, but there is a time to say something. There really is. There is a time to say, you know what? You're not thinking correctly. Or have you thought about this? You don't have to do it all the time. And you'll say, well, David, I don't know when to do it. I promise. You pray and ask God, He will open the door. That coworker that seems impossible to witness to, that family member that seems impossible to witness to, that friend at work, or that son or daughter, or that whatever, you ask the Lord to open the door, I promise you, He will open the door. Nate Griner tells me about all the time he witnesses to people at work. Why is that? Because Nate's, you know, the most spiritual person in the world. I think it has to do with that Nate just ask God to open the door, and he goes through it. I'm not saying Nate's perfect. But if your daily conversations with people, if you ask God to open that door, he will. See, and then when you do that, you're standing for the gospel, you're defending the gospel, and you are doing what's right. Because, remember, John stood against heresy in 2 John 7. He talked about deceivers entering the church. People may call you intolerant, but John didn't care about that. John talked about people being backslided in 2 John 8. You know, you need to go to someone every now and then and say, you know, friends, I've missed you at church. Where you been? Boy, I'd love to see you come back. Don't be afraid. My wife and I run into young people all the time that used to go to Harvest. And now they expect it. Seems like we're at Wendy's or Taco Bell or at the store. And almost 10 minutes in the conversation, 5 minutes conversation, I just ask him, well, guys, you know what Mr. White's going to ask you? And they could almost answer, yeah, we know, where we're going to church. I said, that's right, where are you going? Ask him all the time. Sometimes they'll surprise you. Hey, you know, yeah, Mr. White, that's great. Yeah, I'm going to church. Sometimes, you know, they start looking at the ground and kicking around. I say, hey, you can come on back. We'd love to have you come back. John was close to the Lord because he wanted to be. And he valued that. And he valued his faith. Beloved, do you value your faith tonight? Does it mean something to you? Do you know what you believe and why you believe it and what you could say? Now, you might say, David, I'm not real good at of talking about things. Just hand out a gospel tract and invite someone and let the Holy Spirit do the rest. Remember, John said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We talked about this in junior church today, about the misrepresentation of God. As everyone says, hey, you know, all roads lead to heaven. Everyone's going to heaven. That's not true. Or they may go to heaven, but they're not going to get the same result as someone that doesn't know Christ as their Savior. David, I want to be like John today. Well, then value what God values. And when you do, you'll find yourself defending it, talking about it, living it, doing it, being around it. Finally, what we value is what we experience. Because John experienced some unique blessings. John was blessed in a way that was able to see things happen that other disciples were not able to see. The transfiguration comes to mind. John was blessed in that he was able to do things such as, remember, the revelations of heaven. That was given to John. We believe that John was the only one who was not martyred for his faith. Yet we know that he was faithful until the Lord called him home. There's some things we get to see because we're close to Christ and we get to see. I'll never forget when Ralph Cantor went home to be with the Lord. I got to experience that. I'll never forget it as long as I live. I was there at St. Luke's Hospital. And I've shared that story many times. I'll never forget that. If I hadn't been there, I wouldn't have believed it. I got to be there when the radio station was turned on for the very first time in 2011. I could tell you where I was standing, what was going on. I got to be there at 92.3 when we flipped the switch. I got to be there when the decision was made that we were going to build the house, the addition. I got to be there when Pastor Lewis was considering Pastor Holmes. I got to be there when the first discussion was coming around talking about it. It's neat things you get to experience. I've seen people get saved. I've been in hospital rooms where families that were bickering got brought together. And there I was, just kind of on this outside looking in. Say, David, I want to be a part of that. I tell you what you do is you go to Pastor Holmes and say, Pastor, I want to go on visitation with you. He would love that. If you really want to have a full day, guy, come with me someday to Coshocton. We'll have a grand old time. I'll even let you buy me lunch. It'd be great. We'll go pass out tracts. We'll go up to the tower site. You can see all kinds of different things. We'll go. Sometimes we visit people. Sometimes we work on equipment. Sometimes we break things. Sometimes we go and pass out tracts. Once again, I've got to see a lot of neat things. I mean, how many times have you been in a church service? You thought to yourself, you know, I don't really want to go tonight. I'm kind of tired, but you go anyway, and it turns out to be an awesome service. How many times did that happen? You know that John was faithful in trials. Boy, did John have some trials. Remember when he was on the Isle of Patmos? What happened to him? But God used all those things and all those amazing things because John stayed faithful. I wonder if we had an inner circle of harvest, where would we be in that? Where would we be in all that? You might say, David, you know, I'm too old. I don't want to do that anymore. Can I encourage you? I understand you get older, you get tired at night. Believe me, I get it. When you're only getting a few hours of sleep, man, by 8 o'clock, you're wearing down. Believe me, I can relate. I really can. But you know what I like to do sometimes at harvest? I'm like getting like an old person. I'll just sit right here in the front pew after church and just hang out. You wouldn't believe some of the awesome conversations we've had just hanging out and solving all the world's problems and just talking and hanging out. You remember the time of fellowship we've had just being here at church, staying close. The older my daddy gets, the closer I want to be to him. We go to football games, high school football games. My mom will be there. My dad will be there. The boys will be there. Sometimes I'll sit in between my mom and my dad. Or it'll be me, or my dad, me, and then maybe one of the boys, because that was going to be my grandma, because she always has snacks, and that was going to be around her anyways. The beloved of John. What we value will experience in our life. You think, am I a little dry tonight? Am I a little dry what God's done for me? Maybe because I'm not close to the Lord like I used to be. Maybe I'm just not where I wanted to be. Maybe it's just time to get back close to the Lord like John was. Golden Apples, come on out. You say, David, I'm not really into assembling Bibles. Come here for the fellowship. Be here anyways. Maybe you even come out to a ball game. If the bleachers are hideous to sit in, we'll get you some white chairs. Sit down in those folding chairs. Come out during the week and say, you know, Miss Tammy, I'll help fold some radio flyers. Or is there something I can do around? Can I volunteer to maybe clean up in the daycare or something? I just want to be around God's people. Is there something I can do in the radio, David? Is there something I can do? Maybe I can, you know, like we talked about before, you know, clean up in the auditorium or read to the little kids. Just hang around God's people and you'll start to experience God's things. One time I was at someone's house and they told me they were kind of struggling with some depression. I said, let me give you some advice. I said, number one, turn off the TV. I said, number two, open up your blinds. Get your blinds open. Get that natural light in. Even on a cloudy day, get that natural light in. I said, number three, get out of the house. I said, come on out to harvest. There's something always going on. I said, you can come. And I said, if you want, And I say this because it always needs done. I said there's some filing to do. You can sweep the radio station if you want. You can come and help answer the phones, or maybe come and just clean up the gym. Hang around God's people. Just hang out. Come in, sit in Tammy's office and talk. Let us know you're coming. We'll have a cup of coffee ready. We'll go hang out with God's people. Just talk. Hang out. Get close to God. Lay on his bosom, if you will. But so many people, you know, I thought to myself, how do people stay close to God? How is it that after 20, 30 years, they're still going to church? You know what they all have in common? This is earth-shattering. They all stayed in church. Every single one of my friends that are no longer in church, it sounds really dumb, they stopped going. We'll say, no duh, David. It really is that simple. And when they stopped going to church, what started happening to their life? It started falling apart. And some of my dearest friends today are divorced. And some of my dearest friends have went through the biggest issues. And not because you get divorced makes you a bad person. But I'm saying dropping out of church sure didn't help the matter. And they have trouble with their families, baby. And they have trouble. And I asked a person the other day, I said, can I ask you a personal question? I've known you a long time. Yeah. I said, how's your walk with God? Anybody want to guess what the answer was? Not good. David, I don't know where to start. I kid you not. Turn on the radio and make yourself listen. Seriously. I know it's old-fashioned and you don't like the preaching. Turn it on and leave it on. And just listen. Listen. And let's listen to some services. Listen to cleaner.fm if you can't get it. Podcasts, listen to some things Pastor Holmes talked about. Listen to it again. Get out your Bible. Read it. Read it again. Read it again. Read it again. There's been times I've read the same chapter 4 or 5 times. I'm like, God, I'm either daydreaming or I ain't getting it. I haven't got something. Would you give it to me again? Read it again. Get close to God. Get close to God. What do you value? How are you spending your time? What am I defending? What am I talking about all the time? What are you spending your time on? It's a conscientious choice. Think about what I said with the boys. The boys will only ever be as close to me as they want to be. And I will draw. I want to be close to them. Do they want to be close to me? It's a choice. It's a choice. Father, we love you. Thank you for loving us.